I said I was you. Now you get to be me. You're Richard Rietti, another lawyer. You come with me to court. We'll straighten this whole thing out.
I gotta be you?
Jeff Daniels is very, very hungover in that scene from Trial and Error, a new comedy where his best friend, an actor played by Michael Richards, steps in and impersonates him. It's supposed to be for just one legal motion involving a con man who is obviously guilty but is related to Daniels' boss and future father-in-law. But the motion goes wrong, and Richards ends up having to continue his charade as a lawyer in court, or he'll go to jail. Jessica Steen plays the prosecuting attorney who might be open to a plea bargain. Daniels desperately tries to signal his pal, who is totally clueless about the law.
6 years.
The maximum's 5.
I know that. You asked me what I thought would be fair. If my client were guilty, which he isn't, but if he was, bottom line, 6 weeks.
In court in a small Nevada town, Daniels wants Richards to follow instructions. Just follow instructions. But the actor has seen too many courtroom movies, and he begins to improvise.
Charlie, the jury loved it.
You're crazy. Nobody in a real courtroom falls for that kind of melodramatic garbage.
Hey, man, nice working there.
Meanwhile, Daniels, only days before his wedding, finds himself hopelessly in love with Charlize Theron, a waitress in the local hotel.
It's just that you meet somebody and it feels different, you know, and your mind gets racing, which is really stupid because, let's face it, no matter what kind of fantasies you have, that person is still a stranger if you've only known them for, you know. And then I think to myself, Christ, if you want to live alone in the woods, then live alone in the woods. But if you don't, then...
Trial and Error is sometimes a very funny movie, but it's a little more than that. It's also well written, so that instead of the usual sitcom cliches, we get for once dialogue and scenes that sound more or less how real people might sort of behave. I like the way, for example, that Michael Richards avoided a lot of the temptations for obvious laughs and played the courtroom scenes more or less straight, given the situation. And I like Charlize Theron's performance, the way her character keeps her dignity when she finds out the man she loves is about to marry another woman. It's unusual to find a comedy where the humor is based on human nature. I was reminded a little of some of Billy Wilder's
films. Well, Roger, I'm sure the screenwriters will be thrilled to hear your compliment because you're naming arguably as good a screenwriter as ever existed when you say Billy Wilder.
Yeah.
And it's a husband and wife team, Gregory and Sarah Bernstein, husband and wife, and they have written a very smart, winning film in just the ways that you named. And there's been some other people that I hadn't heard of before. I'd never seen the actress who plays the opposing attorney, mm-hmm. the prosecutor, Jessica Steen. Mm-hmm. This is her basically her feature film debut as in a major role.
Yeah.
And she's quite appealing
in
the way she plays her character as a very strong... And they happen to be living... The two women happen to be living in this Nevada town. And why not? Why make them all hicks? You see, that would be the normal way of writing,
yeah.
right? If you live in a hick town, you got to be a hick.
Mm-hmm.
These are, you know, upbeat, exciting young people to see.
Yes, they are. And the way that she handles the plea bargain and then the other twist on the plea bargain also shows a little intelligence rather than this knee-jerk. Now, the movie was directed by Jonathan Lynn, who made My Cousin Vinny, which basically is the same situation. Fish out of water, find themselves in court in a small town.
But
yet, at the same time, this is not a retread. This is an entirely original movie. And what's interesting is the way that the Charlize Theron character manages to really waltz in from a supporting role and make it really convincing. There's a scene at the end where she runs across the street to the guy she loves in slow motion. Before she runs across the street, she looks both ways for traffic. They never do that in the movies. I'm surprised more people aren't run down in the middle.
You know,
little tiny realistic details like that, after a while, you begin to appreciate.
When she pops on the screen, I thought for a second it might be Renee Zellweger again from Jerry Maguire. And that's a compliment to her, too, because... it's that exciting a present in this film. She was in 2 Days in the Valley, but this is a star-making
role. Okay, it's a good film.